Lobbyist: Trump broke traditional paradigms of how DC swamp works. By Sean Moran on February 26, 2024. Republican lobbyist Sam Gadulish told Breitbart News Saturday that former President Donald Trump in many ways broke the traditional paradigms of how the DC swamp works by appealing to working-class Americans. A report compiled by Sam Gadulish, titled "Class Dismissed: Reframing Political Bias in Congress," details how the swampiest most establishment members of Congress have the highest average median incomes in their districts, while the opposite have the lowest. Essentially, America's lowest income congressional districts are often represented by lawmakers who have the least access to power. And this occurs over the political spectrum, Democrat and Republican. The more anti-establishment forces on the right include the House Freedom Caucus, the Republican Study Committee, RSC, and the Anti-Woke Caucus, which was founded by Representative Jim Banks, RN. On the left, this includes the Congressional Black Caucus, CBC, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, CHC, and the Progressive Squad. Jaron Smith, a former Trump White House staffer, said that part of Trump's success was the ability to communicate with these communities. Smith explained, "President Trump was able to use his platform by being intentional about going after forgotten communities. Those forgotten communities are the constituencies of the CBC, the Hispanic Caucus, as well as the RSC or the Freedom Caucus." He added, "What he did was focus on issues that really affect blue-collar Americans, low-income Americans, across the board, whether it was his trade policy, trying to bring back jobs to communities that have been traditionally left behind, his work on criminal justice reform, or opportunity zones." Trump did a lot of that. He broke a lot of the traditional paradigms of the way Washington thinks politicians and parties should behave, Gadulish said. Asked by Breitbart News Saturday if anti-establishment forces could work together to pass legislation that would benefit these distressed communities, Smith said, "I think we can, it just takes the right leadership." Gadulish also credited lawmakers such as Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., Representative Jim Banks, R.O., and Ohio Senate Republican candidate Bernie Moreno for being some of the people who understand these populist dynamics. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.